Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Hebrews chapter 7, reading from verse 11. If therefore perfection whereby the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the law of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. Amen. The title of our message is Christ the Priest, that his priesthood is after the order of Melchizedek. And that what need be to have another priest if he's on earth, since there is already priest, the Levitical priesthood, which Aaron was ordained to be. That there are priests of men that was ordained according to the law. That Moses spoke of the priest from the Levitical line, from the Levites. That our Lord sprang out of Judah, Jesus Christ, which Moses spoke nothing concerning, that there will be a priest from Judah. And therefore, if the priesthood is changed, there is made of necessity the change also of the law. That if the priesthood is to be changed, then the law also must be changed, because the Levites were made according to the law, however, of a carnal commandment, because they are natural men. So the law that made the Levites, made Aaron the high priest, is concerning men, as a man, as in the flesh. And he's saying that for Christ to be the priest, the law also must be changed. And that's why he says that his priesthood is after the order of Melchizedek, not after the order of Aaron. Who is Melchizedek? Look at verse 3 of Hebrews 7. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abided a priest continually. He said he has no beginning, no end, no father, no mother. Aaron had a father, he had a mother. All the high priests of the Levites had natural parents. So you know their beginning and their end. And they all died as men. But that Christ, his priesthood is after the order of Melchizedek. That Melchizedek was made like unto the Son of God. He's not the Son of God. Was like. That is used to symbolize the Son of God. That the Son of God is the true priest of God. The only priest. And that this Son of God, his order is different. That the law that made Christ a priest is not that which made Aaron a priest. The reason is because Aaron is already the priest on earth. So that Christ is different, is not on earth. He is spiritual, is what he's saying to us. So that this is spiritual law that made Christ, not natural. That Aaron was of the natural. Christ is of spirit. So that's why the book of Romans tells us in Romans chapter 8 from verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So he said that the word of God is now fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, the carnal commandment, but after the Spirit. Verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That the order of Aaron was after a carnal commandment, dealing with the natural. He was a natural priest. The Christ is Spirit. He is a spiritual priest. For those who come to God by him, there is no condemnation. And who did this? Christ himself. Through what means? Through his own blood. He offered himself once with the eternal blood of the Holy Spirit. And so he's saying to us that anyone that now come to Christ, he is free. Because he is the true high priest of God. The one alone that can save. The one alone that can bring us to God. That Aaron could not bring us to God. So therefore, there was a need to change the law also. That means to change the personality. Once the personality is changed, he said the law is changed. And that this person is not a natural man, he's a spiritual man. And therefore, he's talking of the law of the Word of God. That Christ is the Word of God. He's a different priest. He's not a natural priest, but a spiritual priest. And that this one is of God indeed. That it has no beginning, no end. Who is this one? The Son of God. Has no beginning, no ending. That's why it tells us in the beginning was the Word. So before things began, because by him all things were created. He has been. He is the Ancient of Days. And that he abided forever. He cannot die because he is the Son of God. That heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word cannot pass away, say the scriptures. And that he is that Christ, the priest. That the word of God is that priest God is speaking to us. Let's return to Hebrews chapter 7. Now, we read from verse 21 of it. For those priests were made without an oath, but these with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swore and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needed not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity. But the word of oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. He said the word is the Son. The law made men. Aaron was a man. All of those priests, high priests, were men. So they were not suffered to continue because they die as men. But the word of God that abided forever, that does not die, has an unchangeable priesthood. Since that he's always living. And therefore, he's able to save everyone that come to God by him. Everyone that come to God through Christ, through The word of God is able to save them, because this word is ever living and active. And so he said that this priest is different. He is the priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He is the priest of the Most High. And this priest is the one that we should come to. That anyone that come to God through this priest, he's able to save them. Because he's a supernatural priest. The priest that does not die is wonderful. But I thought those priests could not even save themselves. They have to offer year after year to face for their own sins and the sins of the people. But that this priest did it once. He offered himself. Because he is holy, separate from sinner. He is not a sinner. He is holy, so he offered his holiness. And so anyone that received this priest has received the Holy One of God. And therefore, he can come to God boldly. And that's why he's saying to us that this priest is not that Aaron where you have to travel to somewhere else. No, this priest is spirit, is a spiritual priest. Anywhere you are in this whole world, you can come to God by him. Whether you are in the east, or in the west, or in the north, or in the south of this world, you don't need to go to Jerusalem into the woman of Samaria. He said, now is the time that you don't need, because there was one altar where the high priest was in Jerusalem. So people would need to travel from wherever they were to Jerusalem to meet with the high priest. But he said, Christ, oh, you don't need to. He is a spirit. He said, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That this spiritual priest is different from Aaron's priest. He was not a Levite. That Jesus didn't spring out of Aaron or from the Leviticus. Other, he came from Judah. He was born in the house of David. That's why you hear Jesus, the son of David. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. See what he said to us in John chapter 14 concerning the priest. John chapter 14, reading verse 15 to 17. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He says, if you love me, do this, keep my commandments. The commandments of God is the law of God, is the word of God. So he says, if you come to this high priest, to this priest of God, who to the word of God, he said he will intercede for you. And then he then said, I will pray the Father for you. Then he will give you another comforter, even my spirit, the spirit of truth. That this high priest is not like the Old Testament one, which is outside you. No, he said this high priest will be inside you, because he's a spiritual high priest. His rule is different. He is not the one that you need to start looking for. No, he said he will be with you and in you. Don't you see? He said, I will never leave you for comfortless. This high priest does not leave you. He's not separate from you. He will be in you and with you. Who? He said, my word. That if you keep my commandment, this is the New Testament high priest. The one of God, the one that God ordained forever, whom he said his order is after the order of Melchizedek, and that he is Christ the priest, who the word of God. He said, will give you the spirit, my spirit, that may you, the spirit will be in you. Look at Romans chapter 8 and hear what he says. Say, I will give you the spirit. And this spirit is the high priest of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Likewise, the spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He says it's not like Aaron. He said this one is a spirit. He searches the heart of God. He knows everything. That is high priest, when you come to God by him, he will intercede for you. Since that he is ever living. And that the Spirit is what he is promising. He said that if you love me, keep my word, then you will receive the Spirit of the Scriptures. That the Spirit of the Scripture will be making intercession for you. We don't know what to pray, how to pray. So it means we need an intercessor. We need a mediator, is what he's saying. So the Spirit is that mediator. That's what he says in 1 Timothy 2:5. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He said, now the Lord is that Spirit. That Jesus Christ is that Spirit. That's why he says that the world cannot receive my Spirit because they don't know whom he is. They don't know the truth. That the word of God is the truth. That you will receive the Spirit of truth. And that this Spirit of truth will be interceding for you because he is ever living. Who? Christ. He is not dead. He is living. And so he said to us that the new high priest, the priest of God in the New Testament, has an unchangeable priesthood. He does not die. He does not end. He is on forever. The priest of God. The one that God ordained for us. That God ordained his word to be our priest, our high priest. That we should come to God by him. That anyone that comes to God through the Bible is come to God the right way. And therefore is able to save him. That you will not have his spirit. That's what he's saying. You have his life. That spirit is his own life. And then he will be interceding for you. Look at verse 34 of Romans 8. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Are you hearing? He said, who is it that condemneth? It is the word of God that condemned. When Adam sinned against him, he died. He says, who is he that is also risen and at the right hand of God? That it is Christ that is at the right hand of God. That it is the Bible that is at the right hand of God. He is the true advocate with the Father. He says, if you receive his spirit, you can come to God boldly. You can come to God indeed. Why? Because you have received him. Therefore, there is no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. How can we be in Christ Jesus? He said, Christ in you. Where when he give you his spirit. How did he say we can receive his spirit? Is if you keep to the word of God. If you attend to him, he becomes your master. You are a disciple of the scripture. Then he will pray the Father. Who will pray the Father? The same word. Will pray the spirit. He said the spirit will come. Because where the body is, the spirit will come. He said the spirit will come and make his abode in you. And then the spirit is, he knows the heart of God. He will be making intercession for you. Don't you see your life is wonderful? And so the Spirit knows the mind and the will of God. He says we are not sufficient of ourselves to think of ourselves. That God is our sufficiency. Who is this God? The Holy Spirit. So Jesus said, this is what you need to do. This high priest is not separate. He's not the one you look for. No, he's the one that is with you and in you. He is always with you. This is moving with you. Whether you are in the air, he's with you. In the sea, with you. In the land, he's with you. He is a different high priest. That in as much as the priest was changed, the law is also changed. The rule is changed. The one that made the wrong high priest was of a carnal commandment. So he's a natural man. That Christ is a spiritual being. And so his law is also spirit. And therefore, he's telling us that Christ is the priest of God. The genuine priest of God. The only priest that can save us. Because this priest can take away sin. That Aaron couldn't do so. Because that's why they're making sacrifice year after year, that this one was dealing with the flesh. He cannot enter the heart of man. But he said the word of God is quick and powerful. He is that word. He said you are cleansed by the words I've spoken unto you. The word of God enters into our heart, into our mind, and purge our conscience from dead works so that we can serve the living God through Christ. That's why his priesthood is different. So when we come to this priest, he will circumcise us. He will remove the foreskin of our heart so that we can look unto God. We can come to the true God and serve him indeed. And so, but in Aaron couldn't bring people to God. He said, but Christ brings people to God. Why? Look at Galatians chapter 3, in verse 20. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. That's why he's different. But this mediator is one. He's telling us that he's a mediator of himself. That God was in Christ. He is the one mediating by himself. That this Christ, the priest, is the Most High. And so when he says that we should come to him, we have come to the truth. We have come to that God that is able to save us. And so he's saying to us that he offered himself. And that this whom he offered, there cannot be any greater priest than Christ. So God, when he came to save us, because there is no other way to save us, he saved us by himself. Through his word, his own blood. That this blood of the New Testament, which Jesus offered, is the blood of the Holy Spirit. That's why he says he speaks better things than the blood of Abel. That this word of God we are reading in the Bible is the life of God himself. Jesus says, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. Except a man eat my flesh and drink my blood, he has no life in him. He said, because he's mediating for himself. There is not another. That anyone that comes to this man that doesn't die, Jesus, he says, has come to God, to the true God. A God is mediating for himself. By himself. That's what the scripture teaches us. And they say that anyone that has not seen God in the face of Jesus Christ is that he doesn't know Christ the priest. That this Christ is not an ordinary priest. He says his order is after the order of Melchizedek. He has no beginning, no ending, no mother, no father. He is God, the true God. Look at what scripture says in Revelation chapter 1 to us in verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, not in the blood of another, in his own blood. This is telling us in his own life. He washed us. You know, in the old time, everything was purged by blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So when Moses finished, both the book, both the altar, everything was touched with blood. And the same thing, when people bring their goat or ram or so for sin, then the blood must touch them. They put it upon them, including the priest. Now, he's saying to us that God himself, Jesus Christ himself, purged us by his own blood. So that's why he says, except we drink his blood, we are not free. That this is the blood of the New Testament. And that this blood is the blood of God himself. That he offered, he so loved us, he not gave us his blood, he not shed his blood to take away our sin. That is the cleansing blood of the Lamb of God. That takes away the sin of the world. And that it is he himself that did it. To purge our conscience from dead works so that we can serve the living God. Who is the living God? He is the living God. That when we come to him, we are not condemned anymore. He said, come unto me. All you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. I am the Savior. I am the Redeemer. I am that God you need. Who? Jesus Christ. That his priesthood is the priesthood of God. That God himself is the high priest in the New Testament of Jesus Christ. And therefore, he put an end to every other priesthood. That's why he says that if the Levitical priesthood perfection came through that way, there was no need to have another priest. So they say perfection didn't come through that way. And so that's why it's called the blood of the New Testament, that the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. It's impossible. But that this blood can take away sin, because it's the blood of God. The blood that purges our conscience. The blood that cleanses us. He said, wherefore can a young man be cleansed? By taking heed to the word of God. That the word of God can clean you. That once you take to Christ, you are now walking in him. And say, there's no condemnation anymore in you. That he gave us this priest so that he will cleanse us. He will save us. So when we come to this priest, which priest? The priest of the Bible. Then we are saved. We are redeemed. We are cleansed. We can now serve the living God. He takes away the sin from us. He cleanses us by himself, by his word, the word he has spoken. Where is that word he has spoken? In the Holy Bible. It says once we come to his word, we have come to that God. Jesus says, he that sees me has seen God. He that believes in me believes in God that sent me. He said, once we come to this high priest, we have come to God because he is that high priest. God is a mediator of himself, that he is now that mediator. And so he's saying to us that Christ is the priest, and that this priest, we are to receive him, that as many as receive this priest, to them he gives power to become children of God. For there's not another way you can come to this priest. That's why he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to God except by me. Who is this priest? The Holy Word of God. Planted by God himself. That God planted his priest and gave us this priest. He said, this is my beloved son. Take to him. He's able to bring you to God because he is in the bosom of the Father. He says, I am a father one. So once you take to this priest, you have taken to God. Because you have received the truth, the true high priest. Wonderful.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.